Blog Talk Radio.
Kyrie Bill, welcome to the Jasari's Love Show. My name is Isaiah. I have the privilege of introducing the host. You know her. She's my favorite person. Will you please join me in welcoming my grandmother, Mama Jahi?
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. It just makes me feel so great having you to introduce me. Thank you, Isaiah. It's a wonderful, wonderful thing that you just did. And I want to just say jumbo to everybody out there. And again, welcome to the Jasari's Love Show. I am Jasari's Love. I'm just excited again to be here with you on these airwaves. And I just feel so blessed to be able to have the opportunity to share with you my experiences and the things that I'm learning, the things I'm reading about, and the things that I know have worked for me. Also, want to take the time to thank the 30,462 listeners who have been paying attention to this show and being supportive of what we're doing here. I want to encourage everyone to go ahead and tweet and put this out on Facebook and to just be supportive of this platform, which is Home-Based Business 101. And we're just excited to be here today. I'm continuing with persistence, which is a topic I talked about last week, and I've added to it belief and persistence, which I think is very important. It's kind of hard to persist at something if you don't believe it. And then how do we really determine whether or not we believe something anyway? Well, you know, it has a lot to do with what you do shows what you really believe in, what you're actually doing. If you believe in the company that you are promoting, which is you, your company, if it is your home-based business where you have a brick and mortar where people come in and they pick up the flowers, or they come in and they get a tutorial, or they come in and they get their taxes done, or if it's something where they actually have to come into your house to get something done, your home-based business, your office space to get things done, it is the amount of time that you're putting into it, the amount of time that you spend even talking about it, telling people about it. That's your belief, your confidence in yourself. Do you really believe in what you're doing? When people say, well, I've never heard of you, it's your opportunity to step up to the plate and just let them know who you are and what it is that you do and what makes your services so different from everybody else. And one of the things that we're currently doing are taxes, and it's so important for people to be able to know, well, what's the difference in when you do taxes and when other people do taxes? Well, the bottom line is if you have a home-based business, we've been able to make sure that those people with those home-based businesses get their tax benefits. They're able to get the proper deductions. They're able to get the proper information so that they can begin to benefit from having that home-based business. And there are tons and tons and tons of people out here who do, indeed, do taxes, but they do not have the information, nor do some of them want to spend the time to assist people who actually have home-based businesses and who are losing tons of money because they never knew what forms to fill out. They never even knew that they qualified for special deductions just because they have a home-based business. But we believe in being able to help people. We believe that it's imperative that people with home-based businesses get the proper deductions. They get all of the tax credits and benefits that the IRS has proclaimed that is theirs to get. And so it's very easy for my husband, who's the main one who does the taxes, by the way, it's very easy for him to be able to direct a person and assist them with that because he's been doing it for years. He's an authorized a tax preparer, and he has the confidence, the belief. He's helped people, you know, get those returns back, and they've got smiling faces, and you know, it's worked out really, really well. But, you know, if he didn't believe it, he wouldn't be able to do it. He really wouldn't be able to do it. And the people who did not believe it, they're calling now. We've gotten two or three phone calls of people who didn't believe it, and they found out that where their friend who came to us and got their taxes done got all of the deductions and got back a nice amount of money because they got credit for having a home-based business, they lost $1,500. All because they didn't listen, all because they just didn't believe. You know, they didn't have belief. And so now, you know, they want to do amended returns and things of that nature. You don't want to have to go back and redo anything because you didn't believe. So let's get these beliefs up. How do you get your beliefs up? You got to get out there and you have to try different things, and you have to read. A lot of these things are on the Internet, IRS.gov, right on the Internet. It tells us everything we wanted to know. So that's very, very, very critical in your belief. As I always tell you all, my background was dance and theater. I had to believe that I could teach dance. First of all, I had to believe that I could even dance. And my belief was way up high on that. And I believed, of course, that I could definitely teach it. And I began by teaching my daughter. And then I found myself opening the doors up for hundreds of children to come in to teach them. And, you know, you have to have that belief, and then you have to be persistent. You can't be open one Saturday and then be closed two or three other Saturdays. You have to put your schedule out, your calendar out, and be firm with what you're doing. And you, everything is about building upon the next thing. You build upon what you did last week. You build upon what you did yesterday. You have to build on it. And one of the things that I have books probably from all the way back in 1973 of my first classes, the first children. Sometimes I go back to those books to see what was the result of me keeping attendance. What did I learn from the benefits of that? How much was I charging all the way back in 1973, which was a long time ago, which, by the way, was like 50 cents a dollar, things like that. Bottom line is being able to look and see what worked even way back then, what worked, what didn't work, what type of things was I doing then. And times have changed since 1973. This is all the way up in 2011 now. But there are some basic things. Children love to dance. Children like to do theater, like to act. They like to do play pretend. And so there's still a big market out there for all of those things. So you're just keeping your belief level up and staying persistent in what you're doing and letting people know what you're capable of doing. The other day I had one of my partners came into the house, and my husband was doing her taxes, and her daughter, a nine-year-old, was there and was here. And I love to teach crochet, and I kind of saw her kind of sitting idly, and I had promised a couple of the children who are people on my team, their children, that I would teach them, you know, how to do this. And I sat down and I taught her. This little girl caught on like 45 minutes. She had made a necklace, a bracelet, and a couple of more little pieces, something she could put around her neck, and she put beads on it. What it did is took my belief level back up again. Okay, you know, I could teach this. I could teach this pretty quick. And that there are children out here who can learn, you know, these things in a couple of minutes. And if she had taken a little longer, then I would have planned another session for her. But what it did was it kind of reminded me of what's important to me when I work with people, and that is that it's not just that person, but if it's a family involved, because some of the women are bringing their daughters or their sons, then to keep that in mind, to make that my business a comfortable place so that when they do bring their children, that they're, you know, feeling like, okay, I can bring my daughter to your place of business or my son, and they're going to be comfortable, they're going to be occupied, you know, and some of the parents give them books and things like that to read. But I'm saying all that to say that being aware of the whole picture so that you don't want a little child sitting there, you know, waiting the parent to take them home. Okay, mom, I'm ready to go. I want to go home. I want to be home. I want to be home. I want to be home. And, you know, when if you paid attention, then instead of that child disturbing that parent, you've made it so that it's a comfortable atmosphere and the child wants to be there, so the parent is going to stay longer so you can get your business taken care of. And they're looking at you and they go, you know, it's good. I can bring my child over here because they're perfectly comfortable. They're safe in this environment and they're perfectly comfortable. And I don't have to feel like, oh, I got my children with me and I got to rush out of here. No, we don't want that. And so those are some of the things that that I do that this keeps everybody's belief level going up higher, higher, and higher. And then I'm persistent with it. I do it all the time. I'm always doing that. And so it's just very, very, very important to just do a lot of little things that end up being major things that you can do to keep the belief level up of not only yourself, but the people around you. You kind of bounce that off of each other, that energy, that belief energy off of each other. Now, last night in the business that I'm in, we had a meeting, and it's exciting. We went, and several of us from different teams all met. We're all in the same business, but we all met. And we, of course, you know, in network marketing, you bring guests to the meeting. And it's exciting when the people that you just got to bring it onto your team, they have guests, and the guests get to see the presentation. And then, you know, they get reinforcement of what you already told them, and they get excited. And, it, you know, it's all about being persistent. I had to keep calling people to get them to come to the meeting. Then my new people, my new business partners, they had to call some people to get them to the meeting. They had to be persistent. If they had given up and not made that phone call, then, you know, then we would not have had a nice group of people at the meeting last night, which is really, really good. We had like five guests, and then we had five of the brokers had brought people to the meeting. So that was really, really nice. It just worked out really, really well. And so that was from being persistent. It would not have happened if we had not been persistent. It just would not have happened. So all of these things have to do with being persistent. I wouldn't have brought them there, though, if I didn't have belief. So I wasn't confident that the information that I wanted to share with them was going to be valuable. See, so that's how you kind of test yourself. If you're not willing to pick up the phone to tell somebody about what you do, then you don't even believe in what you're doing. So my thing to everyone is, what I want to tell you is, pick up the phone and talk to people. I don't know what to say. Okay, well, let me help you with that. Take your time and write out what you want to say to the person. And depending on what business you're in, you may have to get to your upline or to your other business partners or your sponsor, whoever brought you in, and ask them a few things about what do you say when you're on the phone. Or you may want to think about, what did they say to you? What was it that that person said to you that made you even interested in what you're doing right now? Then that might be one of the things you'll say to whoever it is you're going to call. Now, that conversation may not be specifically the best conversation for that person. Maybe there are parts of it that won't apply. But there may be some other things that may apply. For example, like I was saying, you know, people are doing their taxes now. If you know a lot of single people out there, this is a great time to tell them about your network marketing business, because you let them know that, you know, you're being hit. If you're a W-2 employee, you're being hit pretty hard with taxes as a single person. So you're going to, you know, here you are, you're being persistent because you're coming at them with a whole different thing. Well, let me share with you that you could get back some money, more money, this year if you, or for the year coming up, for 2011, if they missed that on 2010, if you go ahead and start a home-based business. Had you ever thought about bringing in extra income? And did you realize that if you bring it in through network marketing, because you're using your home or your apartment, that you now have another way of being able to bring in more income? Your taxes that you no longer have to pay will have to be, you know, could be deducted. Or the taxes they've taken from you, some of them are due back to you because of the fact that you have a home-based business. You'd be surprised how many people will be like, well, thank you, because really, you know, they're single, they don't have any children, and they're losing a lot of money. They're going to pay the taxes that they're supposed to pay. But there will be some more taxes, more money that they will be, you know, receiving, getting back. But we have to know, first of all, you have to have this information. And second of all, you have to now understand how it works. And then third, you have to be persistent by sharing it with people. So that was another thing that people got a chance to hear last night, because they came to the meeting. And because the people that were in training went to the meeting. So everybody's being persistent. You know, you're being persistent by the person who's giving the training. She's being persistent, or he's being persistent, by showing up every week giving the training. And then the people that come are being persistent by going to get the information. And there's always more new information. There's always another book to pick up to learn more. There's always another person to listen to, Randy Gage, you know, pick up his information. There's just so many people out here. And then through my relationship with my friend Ruth Bradford, and other people, you get to learn a whole world of other folks who are just fantastic network marketers that are out here that are just waiting to share information with you. How did they do what? Who did they talk to? And every last one of them, when you sit and you really listen, it had to do with their belief levels. They've been doing something for over 20 years. They have the highest belief level in themselves and their capacity and ability to do whatever it is. They've already done it. But how did they do it? They had to be persistent. They had to be persistent. And they probably tried some techniques several years, and, you know, they had to discover which ones worked in certain situations. And so it's like anything that you want in life. You have to be persistent with it. You have to keep working at it. And, you know, it's really funny when we think about it. We're persistent for trivia things in life. How many times did we sit down to look at TV, and you know there was a show that you saw a couple of weeks ago, and you're trying to remember what was that show, what was the name of that show, what channel was it on, and you go clicking the TV switch. I don't even look at TV nowadays, but you're clicking the TV switch, and you're trying to find it. Oh, you're going to be persistent. You are trying to find it, or you're looking through that that book that tell you all about the TV shows. You're going to persist. You're going to call somebody up and say, you know, do you ever look at that show? It comes on Thursday night, and it's this dad's show, and I look at it every Thursday night, but now, what channel is that on? Is it to come on at 9 o'clock? You are being persistent, aren't you? And look at children or teenagers or even us as adults. When we want to go to a theatrical performance or movie, aren't we persistent on finding out where it is, what time does it play? Getting our money together, making sure we're there early, making sure we don't miss it. And we know that. We already know in our minds, I got to get out of the house. I got to get in the car or however you're going to travel to get there. I got to be there on time. I got to get there early because there may be a line. Of course, if you go to our site, you can get your ticket ahead of time, but that's, I'll tell you about that later. But you can do all these things. You're going to be persistent on getting to that movie. You are going to be persistent. And everything else we do in life, when your children want to stop at McDonald's, they are persistent. Oh, Ma, can we stop at McDonald's? Say, Dad, can we stop at McDonald's? Oh, don't forget, you promised me you were going to stop at McDonald's. Persistent, persistent, persistent. Now, you might be persistent on the other end. You've already decided you were not going to McDonald's. You're going to have dinner at home. You've already, you know, got it all cooked out, and it's all ready. And, you know, you're trying not to eat out. You're trying to, you know, fix some healthier food at home. So you may be just as persistent in saying, no, we're going to have dinner at home. I got something really great at home. I've got to fix your favorite meal. So you're being persistent in telling them what it is that you want to do. You've already figured out why. You believe that you're going to have healthier food. You want the family sitting down at the table communicating together in a more personal, intimate environment, your home. That is your belief. So here you go with belief and persistence. You're being persistent with your belief. You're going to have this family at home. You're not stopping at McDonald's. You've decided for this entire week you're not eating out at all. You're going to be home every day, 5 o'clock, eating together as a family, or 6 o'clock, eating as a family, because you can see the rewards of that. And it's just like, you know, the way we take care of our body. We know that if we don't wash up every day, we're not going to smell good. So we're persistent at making sure that we get in the bathroom, brush our teeth, fix our hair, wash our bodies, because we believe that that's a good thing to do. And it's the same thing in our business. We have to be persistent. We have to think about it before we even get out of bed. You know, you're doing your prayer, you're thanking your creator, and however way you do that. But you also should be thinking about, okay, what am I going to do today to take my business forward? Am I prepared for the people that I'm supposed to interact with? And those of us who are network marketers, we know we're liable to get a phone call early in the morning, in the afternoon, or the evening. We may not be able to take that call, but we need to be prepared. So from the time we get up, we're thinking about, or we should be thinking about, our interaction with being prepared for interaction at any given time, which gives us an opportunity to present our business and what it is that we're doing all the time. Being persistent, but it has, again, to do with your belief. You wake up thinking about your business, then that means you believe in your business. And you're constantly thinking about, you know, what am I going to say today? You already kind of have an idea of some of the people that are going to call you, what it is you need to tell them. If it's somebody that's just not too sure about whether or not they want to make that next move, you already have to have either written down or in your mind, okay, what am I going to say when they call back and they're not sure that they want to get their taxes done? Or what am I going to say when they call back and they're not sure if they want to move to the next level? You have to be thinking about it. That's being persistent. And it's the same thing on your job. If you try to be successful, I'm quite sure when you worked for those people who already work at a job or have worked a job, you knew that in order for you to be successful, if you had a boss and you realized that being on time was important and you wanted to be successful, eventually you're going to say to yourself, I have to be on time, or I have to get there early, or I have to stay a little bit later to get this done. You have to be persistent in getting anything done. I knew that when I was doing papers in college, it got to the point when I was really, once I really got to understand what I had to do, it was like, number one, I got to get started on this thing early. Number two, I got to get it done. And it has to be good because I really need to get a good grade on it. Persistence. Persistence in your thinking. It becomes persistence in even your mindset. Your mindset has to be positive, positive, positive. You cannot allow your mindset to even falter and fall. You know, and you're going to find a few times when you get disappointed, you see yourself going, oh, man, it seems like this is going to be so hard to do. And it has a kick in right away. Wait a minute, I can't allow that kind of thinking. Okay, I don't have time for that because that's going to take me off the path that I'm going. I want to take a moment to take a station break and, again, to let you know that you are listening to Home-Based Business 101, and this is the Jasari's Love Show. And we welcome you so much to our show. We want to welcome everybody that's in the chat room and everyone that is listening today. And today's topic is belief and persistence. And we just want to thank you for coming to our show. If you want more information about what we do, my particular email is how you can communicate with me right now, is jasarislove@movementsunlimited.com. And that is J as in joy, A-S. A-R-I-S-L-O-V-E at movementsunlimited.com. jasarislove@movementsunlimited.com. And that's one of the ways that you can contact to get more information. And also, one of the things, the particular thing that I wanted to share with people also today is the fact that being persistent and knowing, you know, what you want is you need to know also what is available out there. And it's just really important for you to know that there's a lot on the table in these different businesses that we have. If we have people out there who are looking for a real challenge or who are really looking for an opportunity to make a major change, the network marketing is one of the ways to go. The company that I represent is ZamZoo. And it's exciting. Right now, it's got an exciting opportunity for people to make really good income. So take a look at that just by contacting me. And if you're the type of person who likes the challenge of getting bonuses and things like that, and you like the opportunity, the idea of being able to get a 10K bonus, if you like the opportunity of being in a position to have your life insurance paid for and your health benefits paid for, if you're the type of person who does have high blood pressure and things of that nature, maybe insurance companies aren't willing to take you in, then the company that I'm with, they will do that. So you may want to keep that in mind that, hey, wait a minute, you know, I'm out here and I'm willing to work hard, so I'd like to get paid for my work. So this is a company for you to take a look at. And I will post it in a minute in the chat room. So I'm going to get back to beliefs and just being persistent. I've only got a couple of minutes left. But I just want you to know that it's important for you to persist at what you do. And the only way that you can gauge whether or not you're being persistent is you need to take and stop at the middle of the day or even in a few minutes and ask yourself, did I even talk about my business today? Did I even think about it today? Then you need to take a grip on that real quick and say, wait a minute, how come? How important is my business to me? And see, once you do that, you'll begin to see, you know, whether or not you are really, how high your belief level is in your business. That's going to be real critical for you. How high is your belief level? And so just wanted to share that with you. Take the time later on today, about 1 or 2 o'clock, depending on where you are in the country, or 3 or 4 hours from now, and give yourself the belief and persistency check. Did I talk to anybody about my business today? Was I even prepared to talk to anybody about my business today? That's a check. Then why not? If you don't have a business card or something like that, use all the alternative means. There's a lot of ways to still talk to people, you know, making sure that we get their name and number, their contact information. Putting yourself in a position where you actually will be able to talk to people. I attend a lot of different meetings and belong to different things, and so therefore, you know, it gives me an opportunity to always meet new people. And that always gives me an opportunity to be challenged, to be able to open up and share with them what I truly believe in. And that is the company that I represent. So if I really truly believe in it, then I'm willing to open up and tell people about it, and I'm going to be very, very persistent about it. So that's going to kind of close things out for us today. Again, I thank everybody for listening, and I hope that I've been of some assistance to someone in their thinking or how they're doing whatever it is that they're trying to do. And again, this applies to people who have all types of businesses, whether you have a dance class, you're teaching piano lessons, voice, if you're doing taxes, if you're doing flower arrangements, if you're baking cakes, if you're doing lawn service, if you're shoveling snow. If it is a business that has a name to it and you're getting paid for it and you set aside space in your home, then you need to understand that it's a home-based business and there are tax benefits to that. So get back with me and, take advantage of that. Again, this is the Jasaris Love Show, and I'm going to close out. And again, with my email address is jasarislove@movementsunlimited.com. It is time to close out. It's my time. It's your time. And let's have a great time. Today is Friday, and we're heading into the weekend. It's my time. Thank you very much. Have a great day.
Wake up. We hope you enjoyed the Success Songs original composition. For music and words that create powerful moments in your day, go to successsongs.com and hear life from a higher vibration.